Why don't we resume our meeting? And is Steve Austin here? Okay, good. And then Jerry, is it Tafo? Tafo? And Greg Kudlick? Okay, if somebody wouldn't mind letting the people outside know that we're going to begin, that would be helpful. Mr. Austin, why don't you come ahead to the podium and we'll begin with you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Steve Austin, and thank you for letting us address this board. I have lived on the same one-acre parcel 6 miles east of Paso Robles since 1977. I've got a septic system that I had installed when we built the house, and it's worked what I would call flawlessly, I guess. Never had any problems with it, and I just learned of this proposal yesterday, and so I was concerned that this is going to have a financial impact on me, of course, but also on anyone else that might be under the same circumstances. And I understand there's four counties involved here, and that there'd be roughly 100,000 septic tanks involved. And so my concern is, first of all, even though I've heard from Sorrel Marks that this doesn't affect existing properly functioning septic tanks, I still have some questions. And I don't know if we'll be able to get them all answered here today. So I would think it would be perhaps a good idea to table this until there have been there's been an opportunity for other homeowners that aren't even aware of this yet to at least be informed and to have time for public comment. But if I understood Sorrel Marks, with my circumstances, which is a one-acre piece of property in the county of San Luis Obispo with a septic tank and then a well approximately 120 feet away, I would not be impacted at all. And I was wondering if there would be any way to get an answer to that question. And if there is an impact, what would that impact be? And because I saw up on the overhead something about if the MOUs, if the once the MOUs are implemented at the county level, I guess, that, and I didn't quite follow it, and I think that's perhaps the situation for a lot of people here today. If you have an existing tank, properly functioning septic system, what criteria is used for not having to be a part of this would be my first question. Am I going to be impacted in any way, shape, or form? Or
if you have a system like you described and you've been a very good homeowner and have kept your septic tank and system functioning properly, and you're not impacting groundwater or any other beneficial use, which should be the case with well-engineered and properly designed and well-maintained systems, then there's probably no effect to you.
Yeah.
I'm saying probably because I can't categorically state that, but there shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who determines that my tank is properly functioning?
Well, the local agency that is going to be adopting these management plans. They're the ones that'll have that local control over this.
Okay, and what kind of cost would be involved to determine if it, I'm...
Yeah, if you are have been doing what you have described and you're not impacting any beneficial uses, and the same with your neighbors, there may not be any cost. But if you're in an area with maybe very poor soils, very high density, other problems, and there is some kind of an impact to, say, groundwater, be a cost to address that. We can't tell you what that is because that has to be studied by the local agency when they develop their management plan.
I would just recommend that since you have a lot of cards, that the staff is required to respond to any new
okay.
questions, that maybe people can state their questions and, you know, in their comment time, and then at the end, because I suspect there'll be similar questions, and then.
And I am answering this only because I expect that this is going to be kind
right.
of a similar question that we're going to have. The other thing I wanted to address with you, Mr. Austin, is we're not going to table this. The reason is this was noticed last year. The public has had a lot of opportunity to know about this. You may have just learned about that in the last couple of days because someone brought it to your attention, but this was noticed on our agenda. Was it May?
Well, this particular item was noticed on December 18th, and the staff made the public notice as required by law, which is for a basin plan amendment to publish in newspapers of general circulation and notify people that they know specifically want to be notified. And that those notification requirements were
okay.
Were followed.
But prior,
I think what you're referring to is a notification in that we had the basin plan amendment before the board last May, and when we pulled this part of it off of it, we said we'd be bringing it back to the board, and so that was the notification back then. That
what I'm referring
not,
to.
That's not a legal notification,
right?
But it was an informative
right.
notification,
right? Anyway, we'll make note of your questions, and we'll have staff address any others at the end of public comment. Thank you.
Chair Young?
Yes.
Yeah, just briefly.
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
There were several comments before lunch, one of which was focused in the same direction of what management and monitoring costs may be associated for existing systems. I just wanted to make sure we didn't overlook questions that came up before lunch from public comment.
Okay. Maybe we should ask Mr. Ricker at this point to share with us his own experiences.
Why don't we get through?
Well, because he might, you know, what he could talk about. He's Santa Cruz County is the only agency in our region that has a on-site septic system management program, and he could share with us experiences that his agency has had, what kind of cost people had to deal with, et cetera. Are you comfortable with?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do okay. that. I haven't prepared anything, so it may be a little haphazard. But
okay.
We have been implementing our program since about 1986 when we had a failed sewer proposal and still had a discharge prohibition. And we started just doing essentially within the county budget, doing surface water quality monitoring and doing parcel by parcel inspections for failing systems, and getting a bunch of student workers to start going through our files and putting all the information from the files into the computer system. So that was probably maybe $100,000 a year budget at most at that point. We did get some clean water grants under 205J and 319 to do some of the more detailed investigations of nitrogen sources and nitrogen budgeting. We did some feasibility studies of small community sewer systems as an alternative to on-site management. Those all turned out to be more expensive than on-site management. In 1989, we actually established a county service area for septic system management. And we did that countywide, where every property with a septic system in the county pays $7 a year on their property tax bill. Within the San Lorenzo watershed, which was very much a targeted area and needed a much higher level of oversight, they pay an additional $18.54 a year on their property tax bill. So they're paying both those fees in the San Lorenzo watershed.
That was 1840.
1854, and the other one was 690 countywide. Those did increase over the years until Prop 218 passed, and then they're pretty well locked in without going back for an election. Additionally, for on-site system or alternative systems or systems that didn't meet current standards but were still good enough, those we set up a program to do annual inspections on those, and they pay an additional amount on their tax bill, about $200 a year. For the oversight of those systems. We have about 400 alternative systems in the county at this point. So we did have the good fortune of having an on-site or having a CSA in place before Prop 218. It's not as easy to do it now, obviously, although there may be ways to do it through the regulatory fee provision under Prop 218. The annual fee that we charge for alternative systems, our county council determined that was a development-related fee required as a condition of issuing a development permit on those parcels, and that is one that we can raise each year without an election. It's exempt from Prop 218. In terms of funding for, say, plan development or studies, you know, there has been some opportunity available through, say, the Prop 50 Integrated Regional Water Management Program. Obviously, the state bond funds are not looking very good these days. So we're probably waiting at least a couple of years before any of that money frees up. So it looks to me like we're sort of stuck at the, you know, trying to find the money at the local level to implement these things. Property owners themselves, you know, they pay the fee for, you know, either the repair fee or upgrade fee, whatever, and they pay the, you know, the cost of upgrading their system. It's probably $7,000 to $12,000 now for a conventional system. It's probably up to around $30,000 for an alternative system in terms of the construction cost, not the fee, but the actual construction cost. We also require on upgrades that anytime somebody comes in for a building permit, that their system, actually a building permit adding bedrooms or adding more than 500 square feet, that their system has to meet current standards. And if it doesn't meet current standards, then it has to be upgraded to meet current standards. So that's the, we sort of have an incremental process to get upgrades to the existing systems.
And I think you mentioned this yesterday, but you have seen an improvement in water quality.
We have.
Based on the implementation of your management program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any reason, you mentioned, I think you gave a range of around 10,000 or something like that for conventional system upgrade, replacement? Something along those lines. We say
seven to twelve. Is what I said.
And is there any reason that's more expensive in your area than it would be anywhere else in the region?
I don't know. I mean, it's gone up quite a bit, and I used to say 5 to 7. You know, probably only about 5 years ago,
right.
I used the 5 to 7 range, and now it's up quite a bit more. Our fee for a repair permit is about $900, so there is a, you know, piece of that's the county fee, but I'm not sure why it's that much more, why it's that expensive. A lot of our...
But part of my point is, regardless of what we're talking about here today, if you've got to replace your system, it's going to cost some money.
Right.
It's not a function of having a plan.
No.
Right.
No, the plan is really, that's the annual fee on the tax bill, and... you know, maybe we might catch people sooner because we have a plan and we have a program. But when we looked at the sort of the cause of system upgrades, the large majority of them were people coming in voluntarily. It was not the fact that we were out there catching failing systems. People knew they had failing systems, and they came in and got and upgraded them. I think it was maybe only 5% were repaired as a result of us actually finding them and doing an enforcement process. The large majority were either voluntary or associated with a building permit.
Good. Any other questions for Mr. Ricker? Thank you very much.
If anything else comes up, I'll be here. I'll stick around.
And it wasn't haphazard at all.
No? Oh, good. Okay.
Those are always the best presentations anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Jerry, is it Taffo? Jerry Taffo? Am I pronouncing this properly?
I don't know.
Taft, okay.
Taft, yes.
Taft, okay. That T has a lot of squiggles.
Yeah,
all right. All right.
Put it in there.
Okay.
And my name is Jerry Taft from Tascadero.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about this until yesterday myself, as many people haven't heard about it and kind of flew beneath the radar, if we figure it. And we figure 100,000 people or more that have septic tanks that don't know anything about it, and I think they should be heard or acknowledge that they should be know about this going on. And I don't know if they don't. And you probably go, you said, you're not going to table it. You've already made your mind up. You said, we're not going to table it. I don't know if you spoke to everybody already. You've already got this attitude, hey, we're not going to table it. When from us out there, didn't look very good the way you said that. It was like arrogance. And that's just, I'm just saying that as a common man. But if you're not going to table it, at least vote on it. We hope you vote against the thing. Because there's going to be a lot of costly things. And a little bit I read about it, I don't quite understand. I'd like to have some more information on it. And then some people back here have brought some stuff up that I think we should know more about it in plain common man language. So instead of being like a stimulus package and passing it like the rest of the Democrats did in Washington, we'd like to have the common people look at it and voice our opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Greg Kudlick, Pam Hitchcock, and then Blanche Comino.
Thank you. I would ask that this be tabled because while you did the minimum requirement of notification to the public, this particular item affects over 100,000 individuals within your region, and it is apparent that virtually none of us knew about this despite your minimal effort to let us know. The group that came in behind me, I didn't know anybody but one of these people as of 6 o'clock yesterday morning. I hadn't talked to one of them. And this whole group was put together with a simple comment, comment on the local radio station that, hey, there's this issue up there that nobody knows about. And I can't even tell you the hot button issue this is down there. I just got a call from the radio station. This is all they're talking about down there right now. I just got a call from Supervisor Meacham, so I have a question for you from him. It is my opinion that you would find, in fact, I would like to ask staff, specifically, how many comments did you receive from the public prior to the last 2 days? Do we know? Staff?
Why don't you go ahead and make your comments.
Okay, well, the point is that I believe that you would find that you would have not hundreds but thousands of comments if we were able to do like what happened with AB 885. Now, I have a note here from Jim Irving, who's president of the California Association of Realtors, who fought AB 885 successfully and had a lot to do with getting thousands of people at the hearings. He was shocked to find out, and his legal liaison, who is Elizabeth Gavrick, she's actually the legislative advocate for the California Association of Realtors, is beside herself because she said that when the state board knew full well that we ferociously fought this, it is unconscionable that on the regional level, the state did not notify us of this, and we had no idea, and you have not allowed the 2,500 members of the California Association of Realtors to have any say in this whatsoever. I am not a realtor. I've never been involved. but this was the answer. And I have an email here that Jim sent me yesterday afternoon. He said, look, I took a quick glance at this. We didn't even know about it. And I find it interesting that they say they contacted all interested parties because we spoke at the May 2008 meeting, and you'll have to tell me, was that this meeting here? Was that for the original one? He said he spoke at the May 2008 meeting, which was referenced through the staff report, and that's not clear to me if that was this implementation meeting you talked about or if, in fact, that was an AB 885.
We're going to have to clarify from him. We don't deal with 885.
So my question is, sir, was there a meeting in May of 2008 with your regional water board?
A board meeting.
Okay, yeah. I believe that Mr. Irving is claiming, and I will have to confirm this, that he spoke at that meeting, and it's referenced in your staff report, but the California Association of Realtors was never notified about this meeting and knew nothing about it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well,
he could have been here in May of 2008, mm-hmm. and this meeting, at that time that he spoke, we had said that we were going to continue that portion of this item until later.
Correct. And since you continued it, did you notify the California Association of Realtors that you were holding this meeting? Because they're saying they have no knowledge of this and they would have been here in full force. And I'm sitting here having talked to Mr. Irving, having to pseudo-represent the California Association of Realtors. And it seems to me the proper thing to do, sir, is to research whether proper notification was given to people who were at your 2008 board meeting. In other words, you would have to table today.
Wait, no, hang on a second.
Well,
Excuse me.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let me just interject that we comply with the requirements for noticing the public when we publish our agenda. That's what we do with everything.
Is there a requirement that when people have spoken and you continue an agenda item, are you required by law to notice all the people who previously said, who spoke about it, or were on your list saying that we want to know about this issue? Because it appears that it's very probable that the California Association of Realtors, which represents 2,500 realtors just in these few counties that you represent, was not notified.
Well, let's find out, Francis.
And I'm asking that this be tabled until you can do the research, double-check that, and find out if they have a right to be here. That's just my first issue. And then,
okay. This is not a continuation of a previous item. This is a new item, which is a basin plan amendment.
Okay.
It was noticed according to the federal laws and state laws requiring public notice of a basin plan amendment.
Okay, now, there are
people that may not have seen the notice, but it was noticed properly in accordance with applicable state law.
Okay, so what would you call this then? When you said
you know what? I think you've made your comment on that.
I'm,
we understand
I need
it,
clarification that at that meeting, what is the written terminology? In other words, I would like to have provided in writing specifically how that was tabled, continued. What was the specific?
Sir, we're not going to have a response in writing. We're not obligated, but you make your comment. The staff will respond to your comment. We're not required by law to make written responses to your comments today, your oral comments. So
okay,
you make your oral comment, then at the conclusion of all the oral comments, the staff will provide a response to the oral comments made.
Thank you.
That's what's required by law. So if you make your comment,
we
will provide the response to the best of our ability.
Okay. To follow up on one of the gentleman's questions, in fact, this is Frank Meacham's question.
Okay, your time is up. Everyone has 3 minutes, and we've got about 20 cards.
Okay, can I at least ask the one question for Frank Meacham? Only because you gave the gentleman from Santa Cruz an extra 5 minutes. He is simply a speaker.
He was responding to comments of the board, and that's allowed.
Well, but you'll never ask me to respond to comments.
Also, I'd point out that We have a letter from Supervisor Meacham. We've addressed that, and I also spoke with Mr. Meacham myself this morning.
Okay, well, then you know that Mr. Meacham, as he says, that here I'm the supervisor of San Luis Obispo and former mayor of Paso Robles, and he didn't even know about this. He thought it was about AB 885 because we don't even know what's going on.
My point
so
is,
how
I think
can
it's,
you have supervisor
I think it's better,
of the county not know what's going on and say you publicly noticed it?
Mr. Kudlick, we've heard your responses, your questions. Thank you. Pam Hitchcock? Then Blanche Comino? It looks like R.J. Baggy or Batty, I'm not sure.
Hi. Back again.
Right.
I just want to read something into the record real quick first, and then I have a few quick questions. March 20th, 2009, the CCRWQCB, which is you guys, an acronym, Agenda Item 18, Adopt Resolution R-2009-0012, Implementation Plan, which coordinates R-3-200805 Septic System Criteria. The undersigned citizens are affected parties who recently learned of the amendments to the basin plan and object to the lack of notice and the ability and opportunity to effectively and actively participate in the review and revision process. The undersigned own property impacted by the amendments and respectively request that the board hear testimony today but refrain from adoption of resolutions and continue this action to a later date. Now onto my questions. Just a couple ones. I feel really stupid asking this, but what do you mean? I mean, I'm a property owner in Southern Monterey County, and what specifically do they mean by an on-site management plan? And when they have the MOUs, I guess the, oh, let me see. I guess down in my area, the local agency, I'm presuming would be Monterey County because I'm in an unincorporated area. And then I was, the other question I had was, you already asked about if we have an existing properly functioning system that, from what I've heard today, it seems to be that it would be okay. Are there any type of yearly testing or annual inspections that we're going to have to comply with? And so I just wondered if there was going to be mandated testing. I'll just give you all my questions at once and then step away. And then the $560 fee, I understand if there's an MOU, there's a waive of the $560 fee. And is that a one-time fee or is it a yearly fee? And if it is waived, then I would assume, or I'm wondering, if that fee is waived, then can the county come in and then charge a fee in lieu of the $560 fee that is waived because of the MOU? And that was it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you for your questions. What staff will collect the questions, and then they'll probably overlap, and then staff will just address
all
the...
I try not to overlap, but yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.